Did I tell you a little bit about the show here? We're a syndicated country music 7 to midnight show.
Okay.
And we're in Seattle, so it's probably a lot different from where you are at right now.
just a little bit.
Understatement, huh? Well, let's see. How long have you been in the Marines?
I've been in the Marine Corps for 18 years.
Wow, okay. So you're going to be, you'll do at least the 20, right?
Yeah, I'm stuck till 20 at least.
Okay. Well, good for you, man. That's awesome. So describe to me, like in civilian terms so I can understand it, what your job entails.
Well, I'm on a higher level staff working for the general. And I'm the director of safety and standardization. And basically, what I do is I just make sure that all the units that fall under 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing or 2nd MAW, that basically they have all the information that they need, all the materials they need, whatever equipment they need in order to conduct their business, conduct their operations safely. Whether that be, we collect a lot of data, a lot of reports, so they have the information. For, those who've gone before, lessons that have been learned in the past or in the recent past that they can use to kind of curb their operations to do it a little more safely than say, we did it last year or 5 years ago.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense to me. What, now, this is your, is this your second deployment over there?
It is. I was over here in the next lower echelon, which is the Marine Aircraft Group. I was over here in 2005, actually working in the safety department then as well. I was the aviation safety officer in 2005.
Okay. Now, you haven't done any flying on this deployment, have you?
No, I have not. I'm a Huey pilot by trade, but I have not been flying with the squadron out here on this deployment. The last time in 2005, I did quite a bit of flying with a couple of the squadrons that were out here. I've gone on a couple of rides with some of my buddies who are in the squadrons out here. I've gone on a couple of rides with them just to kind of fly around the AO or the area of operation. But I have not been doing any flying myself.
Now, see, it was my dream. I'll tell you a little bit. It was my dream to sign up to the Marines to be a pilot, but I went through the medical and I was colorblind. So they said, you're not going to even get close to the planes. They said, we're not going to even let you work on them. I'm like, well, okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that'll do it, colorblind. That's one of the things that, we'd go through Pensacola for flight school, and it seemed like a lot of guys got maybe they didn't even know that they were colorblind to a certain extent, and they got some tests that you go through down there, and a lot of guys got uncovered when we were going through what we call the NAMI whammy. NAMI being, I think it's Naval Aeromedical Institute, and they're the ones that run us through our physicals, flight physicals, before we start flight school. And they basically do it from head to toe, just make sure everything is good to go. And when they get through the eyes, there's a couple of guys that weren't there the next day.
Wow. Yeah, that would be me. Now, can you talk about some of, you've flown the Huey, but can you, not in this mission, but can you talk about some past flights that are pretty interesting to you?
The last time that I was here, I'm trying to think of an interesting one. One of the more interesting flights we had the last time was we were doing a route reconnaissance in the Huey. And saw a couple of military-aged males, I guess is what we called them, and they were riding around on a motorcycle out in the middle of the desert, basically, on a highway. And the guy on the back had a shovel. And I'm sure you guys read the news or hear the news about all the IEDs and all the explosives that they sometimes bury on the side of the road. So that was a concern back then. So we basically ended up having to try to get these guys to stop so that we could call what's called the Quick Reaction Force, or the QRF, to come out there to check these guys out to make sure that what they were doing, or that the fact that they were out there was legit and wasn't, you know, they weren't planting explosives on the side of the road. So it's kind of hard to communicate to a motorcycle driving down a road in the middle of the desert that you want them to stop when you're flying a helicopter. So that was one of the more interesting hobbies. It was kind of like something out of a movie where we're kind of flying about, you know, 5 feet off the ground, following this motorcycle and passing him on the left and passing him on the right, and the crew chief's in the back trying to get the guy to stop. Of course, he was scared, so he just kept driving faster and faster. So it ended up kind of being kind of a motorcycle chase with a helicopter for a while, and that was pretty interesting.
I bet. That's a great visual. It's just like a helicopter versus a motorcycle. It's like, wait a minute, there's the intimidation factor right there. So that's awesome. So what do you, now if you got some downtime, you know, what are some of your hobbies or activities that you like to do?
Back home, I kind of like, I'm into woodworking. I like to get out in the workshop and, you know, build stuff. I've built some furniture in the past. I got a couple of friends of mine, good friend of mine, John Adams. He helps me a lot. He's got a pretty good workshop at his house, and I go over there and we usually kind of tinker around, come up with some things to build. It's pretty neat.
That's cool. You know, the name John Adams and woodworking kind of, it sounds like they go together.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of a Renaissance man. He's a little bit of everything.
That's
kind of
awesome.
An outdoorsman, woodworker, hunter, all that.
Very cool. So you've got a wife back home. You have kids?
I do. I have three. I've got a 13-year-old son. His name's Austin. I've got a 9-year-old daughter named Courtney, and a 6-year-old daughter named Christina. And my wife, her name's Rhonda.
Very cool. Well, if they're listening right now, what would you like to send a message back home to your family?
Sure. I just like to say that I love you. I miss you, and I can't wait till this deployment's over and we can all come back.
I hear that. Yeah. Now, do you have get care packages from home or from other places?
We do. There's some really great organizations out there. A couple of them, like Adopt a Soldier and Any Marine. And what I did this time is I signed up to be a kind of a point of contact, and the organizations will address the packages to me for security reasons. They can't just have a package come out here that just says, "Hey, you know, any Marine can have this package," because it's not addressed to an individual. So for security reasons, it's got to come to somebody. So I'm that person. Comes to me, and then we have these distribution areas around the units, like shelves mostly, or cubby holes, where we put a lot of supplies in there for the Marines to come and get. And we've had just an overwhelming response from a lot of these organizations. Unbelievable stuff has come in. In fact, there's a guy, his name is Robert, and he lives in Tempe, Arizona. And the guy must be independently wealthy, but he sent us some really great stuff to give to the Marines as kind of an incentive, as kind of an attaboy. We've got some, every quarter they have like a competition, basically, where Marines go against each other in knowledge, military bearing, et cetera, and they pick a Marine of the quarter, like the most outstanding Marine of the quarter. And Robert sent out some pretty cool gifts to give to these guys as kind of an attaboy. But people like him, they're everywhere. And, you know, it's for people like that really make what we do seem all the more worth it with all the support that we're getting from back home.
That's very cool. That's a great story. Well, Adam, my time is up, man. I really appreciate you. You did a great interview, and stay safe over there when you travel back home. Fly safe, man.
Okay, Hank. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Semper Fi.
Okay, Semper Fi. Bye-bye.
Bye.